Welcome back. It's Trimming the Lamb, and today's topic is understanding the rains. And so we've seen the early rain, the former rain, which is the first rain, as the Bible calls them variously, the revival for Israel, and also the latter rain revival. Those who call it John ministry is wrong. It's actually the Jewish revival. They prophesy before, they'll prophesy again. And now we come to the Gentile revival. The same pattern, it started with planting rain, where there will be a tilling and there will be a planting. And that is where we just see in Acts chapter 10 and verse 44 to 48. In the house of Cornelius, while Peter yet spake these words, we know the story of how what took him there, the revelation he saw. And now, the salvation is supposed to be meant for the Jews, but what is happening? God directed him there. What he has cleaned, let nobody, no Jew, say it's unclean. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, which believed, they were surprised, astonished, as many as came with Peter. Because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, revival. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these Gentiles that we call dogs should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. That was the preparation time to turn to the Gentiles. That was getting the seed now to be planted. In Acts chapter 13, Apostle Paul was given this commission from verse 44. Very interestingly, you see it in chapter 10. Peter, who went planting, was from verse 44 to verse 48. Apostle Paul also came, very interestingly, in chapter 13. It's also from verse 44 to verse 48. It's not coincidence. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming the Jews, because they reject the gospel. Then Paul and Barnabas was bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, the Jews. But say you put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so had the Lord commanded us, saying, and he's quoting Isaiah 42, that is where the prophecy went forth. I have sent it to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And what then continued thereafter was the preparation of the mind. He has to go to Ephesus. He has to cause them to remove all the idols. He has to lot of signs and wonders to cause the attraction. He went planting the word, planting and planting and sowing the seed of salvation all over. And that continued. When the seed was planted, it died. After the seed was planted, it died. So, now there will be another rain for the plant, a revival that will now bring out the seed that was killed in Asia under the black horse rider of Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 and verse 6, the black horse rider there. That is where you see. And when he had opened the third seal, I had the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And now see where the revival is. And see, thou hot not the oil and the wine. The oil and the wine there is the revival. It's talking of the revival that will take place. This revival becomes the former rain. This former rain, we see the promise of that former rain in where we just read in Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, And then the promise again, Apostle Paul, this same revival, this rain that will fall, that will make this thing to come out. You will notice it is, Apostle Paul spoke about it prophetically in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The first stage is that shout. That shout is that revival. The Lord Jesus Christ in verse 6 of Matthew 25, he said, and at midnight there was a cry made. Matthew 25 and verse 6. That cry says, that is the coming of the Lord. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Go ye out from where? That's why you see 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Where it said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, because at this time the church is already wrapped up with paganism. With the Roman church form of worship that matched paganism with Christianity, and all you see is nothing but idolatry and nothing else but just darkness cover everywhere. So the word of the Lord goes forth through that shout, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? And you know the Roman church, everywhere is idol, idol. Send it this, pray for us, send it this, pray for us. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, that is the shout. Come out of her, come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. That is the promise of the revival. That is the effect of the revival. That is supposed to be the response for that revival of the Gentile church, which is actually for restoration of the seed that was planted in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33, where those three measures of meal, the three measures of meal that was corrupted by that woman with leaven, is the three works of grace, justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost, mixed together with worldly and fetish doctrines until everything is corrupted about salvation. Therefore, it will require the rain. Remember, I say, this is the promise. This is the promise. All we see was that the seed was planted. But the latter rain for the Gentile, the revival now, is what just before the rapture. And that is what you see in James chapter 5, verse 7. Where he says, be patient therefore, brethren, that is concerning the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited. He has been waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, those that he would take away in the rapture, and has long patience for it. For how many years? Since Pentecost. Until he received the early and the latter rain. And so we see, like I said earlier, the restoration revival. That is that rain. And that is the former rain. The former rain because time is going to pass on. That rain that fell with a shout is the former rain, and it is the restoration rain. Then there's going to be the perfecting rain. There will be a rain just before the rapture. It is the perfecting rain. And let me just quickly see if I can explain it very well for somebody to catch it here. In Mark chapter 4 and verse 26 to 29, which we make often, this is the picture. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. That seed is the church. And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the herb bringeth forth fruit of herself. First is the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. That is restoration of the three works of grace. Those three stages there is justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we all know we've taken this several times in this ministry. We can go back to our previous teachings and we take enough time there. But when the fruit, you see, now this fruit-bearing ministry, when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. That is that latter rain that will come. Then the harvest takes place. You know, once, so there is going to be a fruit-producing ministry, a fruit-producing revival. And what is it? That rain falls, and we see Matthew chapter 13. When it falls, it is now, the seeds are now matured. There is a rain, Matthew 13 from verse 24. Now see the parable of the wheat and the tares. It says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. That is the church. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Now, watch it. The revival will fall. Watch. See, the revival will fall. And what is the next thing that happens after rainfall? It's not the blade that first come up. That first stage of that corn plant seed. But when the blade was sprung forth and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So this revival fulfills Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 and verse 8 says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But two things will come out. What the man planted will come out when they receive rain. But that which beareth thorns, he didn't plant thorns and briars now, but they will all grow. He said, it's rejected and is nigh unto causing whose end is to be born. So if we go back to Matthew 13, where we read from verse 25, Matthew 13 from verse 25, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Now watch it. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. That is the mixed multitude you see going on in the church of Jesus right today. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? This is where I'm interested. He said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Then he said, let both grow together until the harvest, because there's going to be a revival. There's going to be another rain at that time. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, because at that time, the true seed will be made manifest. All the seeds will be matured. Can't you see what is happening in Christianity today? Somebody will stand and arrange prophecy. Somebody will stand and lie in the name of the Lord to collect people's money. Come and see all the nonsense. Are you wondering why is God not doing something? God was allowing the seeds to grow and mature. Ministries now are growing and saying we are one with the Hindu, we are one with all religions, we are one, we are one. Let's be united. These seeds are maturing. You see? And we said to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares. It's a revival. That is the latter rain revival. And bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barns. And in verse 47, that is the effect of that revival. That is the seventh parable in that Matthew 13. There are seven parables. This is the last parable. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore. Can you see? And sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the seed away. Now, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. We are. It's from the church, oh. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth, because they thought they were serving God. Then, I'm now going now. Jesus said unto them, have you understood all this? All these things? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then he went further. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. And when you read this place, you are seeing the perfecting ministry there. That is the ministry for perfection. Who is this householder? It is the fivefold ministry. Remember that in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12, John described the ministry of Jesus Christ. I did baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, revival. He said, whose fan? Verse 12 says, what do you use fan to do? Whose fan is in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge his floor. It's a revival. And that is the latter rain for the Gentile church. Purge his floor and gather his wheat, can you see, into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And so you see the picture of these rains is the picture of God's process for salvation, the planting and the harvesting of the church, using nature to give you a picture of what he's doing spiritually. Brethren, from all that you see happening now, this is the season for the latter rain. This is the season for the latter rain for the Gentile church, before the latter rain of the Jewish church will commence. And in Luke chapter 21 and verse 28, Jesus himself spoke these words. And when these things begin to come to pass, when you begin to see these rains begin to fall, and we can see from the scripture that they have all fallen. That's why I say, search the scriptures. Everything pertaining to the kingdom of God concerning his divine agenda is in the Bible. Don't be distracted by all these funny interpretations going on. Look at the word. God has given us a ministry, the Issachar anointing. Open our eyes. You are not coming across this ministry by accident. Take heed to what we are saying so that you get yourself ready. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, he says, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. What is it to look up? To look up is talking about being heavenly minded. It's not saying you should walk with your eye up like this. Be heavenly minded. Set your affection on things above. Look up. Your redemption is near. And that's where we end for today. If you have any further questions, please feel free to ask us. Join us in our Monday 7 p.m. program, ask the pastor, and we'll have enough time to give you more explanation. Until then, I say, may we all remain rapturable as we look unto his soon coming. Shalom and shalom again.